Unit 4. Are you safe? Page 66. Listen. And page 67. Practice.
I just read this amazing story in the paper.
Really?
Yeah. You know about the earthquake that happened last week in China?
Of course. I heard that about 50,000 people died. Ugh, it's awful.
I know. It was horrible. Well, this story is about one of the survivors. This man, Mr. Liu, was a factory worker in a small town. Apparently, the earthquake struck on a Monday morning after people had gone to work or school.
Right. That's what I heard, too.
Well, anyway, this man, Mr. Liu, was trapped under the rubble of the factory after the earthquake on Monday, and no one knew if he was alive. But his 23-year-old daughter, Yuan, wouldn't give up hope. On Thursday night, she and some other people in their family were searching the rubble when they heard a muffled cry. She called out to him, and he answered back and said he was thirsty.
Oh, wow. Thursday? That was the third day after the earthquake. So, did they get him out right away?
Well, no. The daughter first had to go for help, and it took the rescuers 12 hours to free him. He was under the rubble for 100 hours, and the rescue was very dangerous because of the soldiers.
The soldiers?
Yes, the rescuers were soldiers. So if the soldiers took a wrong step, or if they disturbed any piece of rubble in the wrong way, the whole building could have collapsed.
It all sounds terrible. I can't imagine what it must have been like.
They said that the reason he was rescued was because his daughter wouldn't give up hope. Let that be a lesson for all of us.